popular speaker and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Radio show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
All right.
Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Show. Obviously, we are not Bob Tuscan. It's Danny from North Carolina, Dan Nemo, and me, the Caribbean critic from Barbados. We are your standing hosts for the last hour of this broadcast. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. You're welcome to call in, ask the questions as usual. We'll try to provide the answers and we'll take it forward from there. We already have a caller on the line. Can we bring Curtis in from Florida? Florida.
Yeah, Curtis, you're on the air, Curtis.
Well, thank you for taking my call. As always, I like you to stand and host. You're really good. I wanted to mention that in any discussion of the economy, which is a huge portion of discussions on Liberty Radio, most hosts and callers in leave out the most fundamental right of the economy, and that is an equal share of your tribes or your people's natural resources. God made the land for everybody. You shouldn't have to buy your sun, rain, air, or left kidney, or land. You should not have to talk about how you came to this country with no left kidney, but now you have 20 left kidneys, and then that's the rest of the story, and Paul Harvey can tell you how you failed to get your left kidney 20 times, but finally after your 30th attempt, and now you own 50 left kidneys. This is obscene. Capitalism is obscene. No, I'm not confusing fascism or corporatism with capitalism. Dive with me into the onion. I'm down to the capital.
Well, Curtis, take a breath. I mean, what you're describing, first of all, is what we had in this country before we got here.
No, the American Indians believed in a jointly sector. I'm not saying we have to give up severally. You grow potatoes, I grow tomatoes, we swap. I like severally. Severally is civilization. I like a severally sector, but it should be secured and stewarded justly, systematically, equally, 40 acres a mule, or whatever the current quotient is, on your 18th birthday. Not a gladiator-type, homeless-sized your neighbors.
I mean, no one's going to argue with that. The fact of the matter is, if you look at the Constitution carefully, there is no reason why you cannot do that. I mean, the states do have, through our system of government and of our so-called democratic system of government.
Any right not secured is trampled. And there is no securing of our right to land.
Well, but that's our fault. You see, that is our fault.
What you're describing, Curtis, is the difference between a private market economy and a free market economy. And we simply don't have a free market economy. We have a private market economy. And in a private market economy, those with the mostest gain and gain. Those with the least lose and lose. And that's exactly what we're seeing.
The rich get richer. It's immoral.
Yep. Well, and the poor get poorer.
It's the landed get landeder and the landless get more debt for being landless. It's not just the rich get richer, which could be hard work or could be luck by winning a lottery. It's the landless get landlesser and the landed get landeder.
Yes.
And just because you...
Justin, I mean, look, of course there's no argument with what you're saying. The point I'm trying to make is what you're saying is true universally. It can be that way anywhere in the world, or it cannot be that way anywhere in the world. The problem is we were all raised on a certain system of beliefs, and that system of belief was that you're born, you have nothing to your name, and you struggle and sweat, and eventually you gain something, and then you own something. And, of course, the old concept of ownership is false anyway. It's just a piece of paper that can be taken from you, destroyed, or otherwise subverted. So, I mean, I understand what you're saying, and nobody's going to argue with the should-be's. But the question is, how do you make that happen?
Well, I think everybody but you and John in Barbados will argue with me that it shouldn't be. They would say I'm communist or socialist, or I believe in entitlement. And I could say, well, then capitalists think they're entitled to free air, free sunshine. And I could call them lazy for wanting to keep their left kidney without buying in an auction. Auction against, bidding against millionaires for their own left kidney. I think you're enlightened, and John in Barbados is enlightened, but most people are capitalist fools. They've been still sold a bag of goods that somehow George Washington was moral when he owned tens of thousands of acres. He made people homeless.
Well, in reality, George Washington didn't own anything that somebody didn't tell him that he owned, and other people didn't question that he owned.
Yes, he did. I mean, that's like saying dust to dust. So it doesn't matter if you're raped 1,000 times because a rapist is turned to dust, and then you're turned to dust. So it doesn't matter what happened during your lifetime because all dust to dust. We're only just passing through. That's irrelevant that we all end up dust.
Yes, I quite agree. I mean, but we need to get the word out. I mean, you're talking about a real paradigm shift in thinking here.
Yes, yeah. Thomas Paine wrote about it in his Agrarian Justice. Thomas Paine, the deist founding father, the best founding father, I may add, he railed against slavery back in 1778. He railed against land ownership back in the 1770s as well. And then Henry George made it his life work in the 1860s with Progress and Poverty. I don't believe in getting rid of private land ownership. I believe in making it universal. It should be a universal right to put your feet on the ground.
Well, I think it is a universal right. That's my point. It's not a right that can be given to us.
Well, I recommend that everyone should read Thomas Paine's book, The Rights of Man. Back in those days, if you had that book, it was a hanging offense in Britain anyway.
Well, I tell you what, while we're talking here, let's not forget, Justin, we have a guy here, Justin of South Carolina, are you there?
Yeah, man, I'm here.
Okay, we just wanted to make sure we had your connection while we were talking on this very interesting and very interesting issue. Curtis, I mean, do you mind if Justin weighs in on this?
Of course I don't mind. What do you think?
Well, I wonder what the point is if you can not keep what is yours. If there, what happens? How do you have the rubric of our lives without ownership of things? I don't I don't understand. I've actually never thought of this before your call. I don't understand, you know, how your head around, how do you organize a society, you know, because I don't have experience with this. This is a big thing.
It's a huge thing. It's a gate. The fact that a person can own land is not the problem. What's the problem is if they can own more than a quotient. And when you own more than a quotient of the severally sector, if there's going to be a severally sector, American Indians didn't have a severally sector. All they had was a jointly sector. But if society is going to netly evict you, like the Scottish Enclosing Acts, where they enclosed all the land and gave it to a few people, like William Wallace or Rob Roy, and then said all the rest of you screwed yourself.
Break coming up, boys and girls. Everybody hold on to what you got. We got to take a little break here. And we'll be right back with more of the Bob Tuscan Show.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Back to the Bob Tuscan Show, minus Bob Tuscan with the Caribbean critic. And myself, Dan Nemo. We have a couple of guests on the line. We have Justin Time from Sovereign State of South Carolina. We have Curtis in Florida. And before you guys go back into this discussion again, I feel compelled to remind you that the ownership of land and property is one of the basic tenets of the U.S. Constitution. As a matter of fact, it was one of the tenets of the French and the British revolutions and various revolutions they had over a period of many centuries. Back in the old country, the right to ownership is something that used to be reserved for the royalty, as you all know, and for the privileged classes. And now we fast forward to 2014, and we still have this issue going on over at the Clive and Bundy Ranch. I mean, not even the issue of land ownership, but the issue of whether or not your cows can eat the grass on what's supposed to be commonly owned land. So, you know, I understand what Gene's saying, understand what Curtis is saying. It is a major shift, and my big question is, do you think the world is ready for that kind of a shift? Anyway.
Justin, can you move your phone or your headset or your microphone slightly further away? We can hear you breathing.
Done.
Okay.
Heavy breather. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, this is the solution is free enterprise, not private enterprise, because private enterprise, it accumulates wealth to itself. And the only way to disburse that wealth is to have massive death duties. So that when a wealthy baron, whether he be a baron or the new elites like the Rockefellers, when they die, their whole estate is consumed by the state. And, yeah, they can leave a million or two for their progeny, but no more than that.
So a lot of that happens in America already. We have the breakup of the family farm is largely to satisfy taxes, death taxes, owed on the property. So huge tracts of land that were farmed should go away to pay taxes.
Yeah, but the accumulation of land by this Bureau of Land Management into the federal grip is actually a contravention of the Enclave Clause, where the federal government is only allowed to own land under military bases and federal buildings, no other land. The rest of the land belongs to the state in which controls and in which jurisdiction that land sits.
All right.
It should never go to the federal government.
Well, anyway, I mean, the issue here is a fascinating one, and it's a very old issue. It's a very, over the centuries, it's been a very compelling issue. Like I said, millions of people have died over this issue. And my impression is that the human race, at least the Western human race, is not quite ready yet for that step, because I think a certain degree of maturity is going to be required before we can make a system like that work. And personally, with all this television and beer and Hollywood in our face, I don't think we're grown up enough yet to even think about that.
All right. Can I say some things now?
Yes, please.
All right, the side issues of death tax, and I think you're missing the fundamental principle, and if we just stick to the fundamental principle, I think the details can answer themselves. There shouldn't be a death tax. The fact is you should be able to accumulate land up to one quotient, and then after a quotient, you should square with a quotient monthly by paying the community to displace them. If you're going to displace others off a quotient netly,
you should pay a monthly displacer's fee for super quotient land. And whether that's you and your wife own two quotients or you got four kids and you divide, that's all irrelevant. Every adult human citizen should get one quotient free. Your first 40 acres and a mule are free. If you build a building, that's irrelevant. If you're married, that's irrelevant. If you're making a profit, that's irrelevant. If you're earning an income, that's irrelevant. But the whole thing of squaring with a quotient is where we went wrong. We forgot to square with a quotient, which turns people into psychopaths. It turns capitalists into psychopaths, and it eventually leads to communism. I mean, Mao Zedong and Stalin.
But what you're talking about, is that not worse than communism? Because now what you're talking about is recreating the baron class. Now you're going to have extra quotients of land.
Well, actually, Danny, you're going to rent that out.
That's going to make you a land baron.
Danny, before you go much further, actually, that quotient system has been operating in the UK for years. All you do is apply to the local authority, and you get a quarter of an acre or a half an acre, however much is in the allotment, and you are allotted that land free of charge to farm and grow your victuals as you wish. It's yours to use.
That's nice, but that's not the same as a full quotient of the severally sector, while others can own whole blocks of downtown London. The whole severally sector needs to be taken under the auspices of justice, where each adult citizen gets an equal share of the severally sector in land or cash value monthly. That's how it should be done. If we're going to have a severally sector, it should be done fairly. If we're going to have private property, everybody gets private property. Everyone should be a land baron. I mean, every adult citizen, not children.
But, and who makes the call on who gets what?
Well, obviously, you can't all own the same piece of property. So there are property appraisers who have a profession of appraising property, and those probably be the best people to take over the job of saying how much a piece of property is worth. They're professional property appraisers. But what you claim is squared against the quotient. You don't pay property tax for the first one. The first one's on the house from God. The first quotient is on the house directly from God himself to you. It's only when you choose to be a landlord and displace your fellow tribesmen that you now should pay the community, which immediately should be divvied up, not to fund endless wars for Israel to genocide the white race in the Middle East. No, but to go to remunerate as it's called a NIRC, a natural inheritance relinquisher's compensation. Those who are relinquishing their share of nature should be immediately compensated for said relinquishment. It's a compensation to those that you're making homeless but wanting to be a land baron above and beyond one quotient. It's a very simple, pure, beautiful
system.
Well,
it is. Unfortunately, we got a break coming up here in a second. And also, what you're describing, once again, I'm all for the theory, but it still, in my mind, leaves room for corruption. And if there's room for corruption, it'll get...
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt, and so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. Iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space.
All right.
Welcome back to the Bob Tuskin Show. There's Dan Nemo there. You heard him in the background. A grumpy old fella. And there's me, an even grumpier older fella here in Barbados. Well, we're going to move on, I think. Justin, we're going to let you go. We're going to move subjects.
Yeah, we lost Justin, and thanks to Curtis for calling. And I wanted to suggest, John, moving on from land for private ownership, the land for national ownership, or more precisely, land that is conquered by this country on the behest of other people who want the oil that we don't own. And what do you think about that? I mean, the American people,
to be honest, are very poorly served by their news media, the TV news, radio news, apart from this organization, of course. and other independent news organizations. But, I mean, television and newspapers, you've only got to look at what's going on and the difference in what is being said in London to what is being said in Washington, what is being said in Rome, and it's entirely different. They all cannot be telling the truth.
Well, and having said that, though, does the American people have the appetite for all the destruction that we are causing, that our foreign policy is creating? I mean, given that they're not informed, I mean.
Well, there is a pushback as the reality slowly sinks in with these hundreds of thousands of returning veterans who are being treated so poorly for their valiant service to the Zionist occupied government. But, I think there is resistance now building because they are themselves being affected by this destruction of other countries. And what is it that's being destroyed for? For the almighty dollar, for Bretton Woods. And it simply isn't working because the foreign countries now are dumping the dollar faster than they can be conquered. And it's a self-defeating exercise now. It appears that with the rise of Vladimir Putin and Jinping in China and the other BRICS nations, the Western world has run up against a brick wall.
Is that a pun? A BRICS wall? Get it?
A BRICS wall, yes.
We've got a sovereign man here, John.
Yo, let's bring sovereign man in and... Are you there, sovereign man? What are your thoughts, your views, your questions?
Ahoy, ahoy, ahoy. Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
We're just as confused as you are, really.
Well, at least we got something. a little shout out to Curtis. I appreciate him calling in. He makes people think, which is a good thing, but sometimes he hurts my brain. I just want to put into the mix, if anybody has heard of Haudenosaunee, it's actually called the Great Law of Peace, and it was the influence of the Founding Fathers. It actually is linked to the Confederation of the Iroquois Nation. Okay, they actually believed that we didn't actually own the land. They had no concept of private property. It was actually not that I'm a communitarian, but they felt like it all belonged to everybody, you know? And I'm not, like I said, I'm not a communitarian, but they influenced the founders in relationship to forming the nation. Yeah, it's actually the foundation. They took a lot from that law, the Confederation of the Iroquois, and incorporated into the American beginnings. Now, what it has evolved into, or should I say devolved into, is another matter.
Well, I get what you're saying, because the nations, although they did, the Indian nations did have little wars against each other over various things. The land was everyone's to use. And, I mean, it was an agrarian society. It was different to the way we work things today, where industrial production of huge tracts of land and food has allowed other people to diversify into various industries and scientific research and whatever. That is actually what's really driven the advancement in technology is the abundance of agricultural products. It allows people who don't work on the land to go into other fields of endeavor.
Well, I mean, I think what we're all overlooking here is why don't these rational and simple ideas work, typically?
Well, the reason why the ideas don't work, because the powers that should not be, it designed a construct or the matrix in which we currently live. I believe...
Well, that's true, but
on,
I...
Hold on. Me personally, I believe that I have a birthright to the land. And that has been robbed from me. I was born on the land, and I believe that my birthright is to have a piece of the land in order to maintain my life.
And I don't think anybody will argue with that. But the point I was getting at is that there is such a thing as human nature. And the reason that people like you and I can't get together and make a system like that work is because, unfortunately, there exists in human nature a quality known as greed. So the issue really isn't whether or not it's right or wrong or practical or doable to each of us have our own piece of the pie. The question is, what are we going to do to control human greed? Because that undoes everyone's, better ideas. In the end, they're outdone by the smartest are always outdone by the greediest. So, I mean, how does that fit in?
Yeah, I guess. Manny, I didn't really call in to go down the whole rabbit trail that Curtis went down. I was given a link in reference to the whole nuclear issue. And I wanted to throw it in front of our man from the Caribbean.
Yeah. What is your question?
Now I'm going to give you the site. It's heiawaco.tripod.com/bomb.htm, and this is a site that was put up by a gentleman. It says the atomic bomb hoax, 1945 to 2014, and he's basically saying that it's all been a hoax. Seriously, where has a nuke gone off since they supposedly set those nukes off?
Well, try Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I don't believe nukes went off there.
You don't?
Because if you look at the pictures, look at the Japanese bank building, it's still intact.
Yeah, certain buildings did survive. Depends on the shape, because things that were round survived. Things that were square and flat.
It's shaped like a brick, dude. Okay? I believe that they haven't perfected it. And yeah, you can do nuclear fission. That will work because that's melting. That's basically, trying to control the melt. Okay? That's not a nuclear reaction where a so-called nuclear reaction where you create this great explosion. Now, I don't know. I wasn't there. I didn't see these explosions happen, so I can't say they did or didn't. But from the gentleman's argument,
on that note, you're gonna have to take a breath because we got a break. We gotta go to
Justin Show.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Herbalhealer.com.
The current declaration of martial law and coup in Thailand, while significantly impacting tourism, has been met by expats and in-country tourists with a what-coup attitude. While internal political changes must be made before the upcoming elections, the curfew is now largely ignored in tourist areas. Translation? Great hotels and cheap flights at unheard-of savings. Veterans, VA lost your paperwork again? Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com for life-saving treatments and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices and a really cool vacation afterwards. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
All right, welcome back to the last segment of the Bob Tuscan Show. Mine is Bob Tuscan. 800-313-9443 is the call-in number. I'm here with the Caribbean Critic. I am Dan Nemo in South Carolina. Talking about bombs, as I think is a perfect segue, John, into what the buzz is all across the world right now, and that is the what appears to be escalating violence and hostility abroad, and a question which is now trickling to the top is the American public fed up? Will we support another round of quote, boots on the ground in other countries. And for that matter, will we continue to support the atrocities that are also becoming more and more apparent, the atrocities going on in occupied Palestine? You're on the outside looking in.
Well, I look into America and see this. Well, these clowns in Washington, D.C., making absolute fools of themselves if they believe they are isolated from this situation. Because if this upset, this turmoil, this violence, and the degree of this violence goes much further, oil prices are bound to rise. Shortages are bound to arise. We've already banned Iran from exporting oil to so many places. We're now in the process of sanctioning Russia for the same thing with its gas and oil coming into Europe. This has to be made up somewhere, but it's not possible.
Well, I mean, do you think that that's the answer then? Do you think America won't rise up and or make a big noise, big fuss until they wake up one morning and there's no more gas at the pump? I mean, is that what it's going to take?
Well, I think they'll suddenly rise up when they see, $5, $6, $7, $10 a gallon for gasoline. When they see, because America's food on average is shipped 1,500 miles, and that's going to cost a fortune to ship that food the 1,500 miles by road, truck, and what have you. That's going to create all sorts of bottlenecks.
And you don't think we can put a stop to this trend short of having our faces rubbed in it? Is that what you're saying?
Unfortunately, Danny, like I said, to you more than once, if America doesn't rise up and sort its own problem out, maybe the rest of the world will, and we'll come into America and sort it for you. And it ain't going to be pretty.
Well, we hope that day never comes. It's just a curiosity to me that the American people have endured for so long this slow drain on our pocketbooks and on our psyche.
We know what it's called, Danny.
Yes.
It's called the normalcy bias.
Yes.
Where people, because the trend and the changes are slowly conducted rapid changes, then people tolerate it. But this next one, if it does come to another war in Iraq and Ukraine and Libya, because Libya's now doing the same thing, they are fighting against their U.S. puppet government in Benghazi. There's all these little conquered nations. What do you think is going to happen when the majority of the American forces pull out of Afghanistan? Well, of course.
Well, John, I'm old school. I recall the days of Vietnam when we had a press, when the press told the truth, and when the people of America put an end to a war. Okay, it wasn't Washington that ended that war. They saw the writing on the wall. They saw the mobs of people outside, and they said, well, it's about time for us to take another look at this. It's shameful to me to think that we're going to have our faces rubbed in our own stuff before we wake up. I mean, what does that say about this country? Are we that shallow?
Well, Danny, there is the resistance is building. The opinion polls are showing that increasingly the American people are opposing these wars, not least because their sons and daughters are coming home with bits of their body missing, and the medical administration, the VA, is not exactly performing top notch, is it?
Well, no. That's another. That's a more. That's a different story. That's another shame. But I mean, I'm kind of thinking about, you know, I guess there are two issues. One is the reality of what's going on. The other is the fact that, yes, there is opposition, but no, the politicians don't seem to care anymore what the people, what the polls are.
Well, I think the politicians are kidding themselves, because the greatest tactician that we think has ever lived, Sun Tzu, quite clearly said that without the support of the people, any government will eventually lose a war, and they will be crushed.
Yeah, well, and again, I hate to keep going back to this, but doggone it, back in 1776 or 1791 or whatever it was, they ratified the Constitution. The Founding Fathers, how did they know that this day would come again? How did they know that we would be facing a government that would not respond to our repeated requests to redress our grievances? How did they know back then? And they told us then, this is why you can never let your weapons go, because this day will come again. And here it is, John.
Well, I mean, it's a well-known cycle, isn't it? First you get struggle, and then you gain ground and it becomes adequate. Then you gain ground even further and you become lethargic, because you have everything that you think you need, and you stop paying attention to what's really happening. And everything collapses around your ears because nobody's paying attention, and then it's back to the struggle. And it goes round and round and round in circles. It's a well-known phenomenon in modern states. And well, it's happening again.
I guess you're right, John. The wheel keeps on turning. And yep. we are supposed to be smart enough to get a man on the moon, maybe even get a man on Mars, but we ain't smart enough to solve our problems without going to war.
I believe it was Gerald Celente said, you know, the business of China is business, the business of America is war.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to leave our listeners with, you know, on such a heavy note. I do want to say that John is right. There is a resistance. You are the resistance. The voice, the word is spreading. The voices are being heard. And the thing that worries me the most, John, is that our government appears to be aware that they might lose control and they might do something stupid. So we've got to be ready for that eventuality.
Danny, the day the American mums and dads say to their sons and daughters at 19 or 18, 19, no, you're not going into the military.
Well,
there's nobody to go to war for the government, is there?
I mean, may that day come soon. Well, thank you all for listening to the Bob Tuscan Show minus Bob Tuscan Show.
Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds. With finance.